Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
So do you have a budget?
No, not at all. I probably should, though, and I have no money.
Chances are you've heard someone use the term financial literacy before, and chances are you have a vague idea about what that term means. Now, you already know how to spend money, but being financially literate means you also know how not to spend it while planning for your future needs. According to the National Jumpstart Coalition, financial literacy is, quote, the ability to use knowledge and skills to manage one's financial resources effectively for lifetime financial security, unquote. The important words in that sentence are effectively and lifetime financial security.
I think most people are used to living day to day. Yeah. So it's just like, well, how much do I have in my pocket? How much do I have in my checking account?
Right.
And then they're just like, this is what I can do for today.
Right.
I think that's the normal approach to things.
On average, people in Indiana score only a 60% when asked questions about financial literacy. That's barely passing in school, but consistent with the national trend. 5% of U.S. adults even gave themselves an F when asked how they would grade themselves on financial literacy.
I'm really bad with money.
Does it surprise you that 50% of Americans don't have a budget?
No.
And why?
Because most people are idiots, like myself.
In Indiana, 18% of us spent more money than we made last year. That means one out of five of us ended the year in the red, owing more money than we did when the year began. How is this possible? You'd think that at some point someone would sit us down and give us a good, stern talking to about how to deal with our money wisely. Someone like, I don't know, one of our parents?
The ideas of budgeting and money management, did they come from your parents or a class you took? Is there a specific thing that they came from?
Mostly my parents.
Uh-huh.
And really just watching them manage money, not, you know, anything explicit.
The problem is, talking about money is as scary and embarrassing as talking about sex or politics or religion for some parents. Half of Americans don't have a budget to even talk about with their kids. Educators have tried to take up the slack, but it's not working very quickly. While state government mandates personal finance and financial literacy be taught, only 9% of kids surveyed in 2011 said they learned anything about finances from school.
Is that something actually I'm working on trying to get done now?
Uh-huh.
Because I just spend it and then I'm broke. Like halfway through the week.
A budget is your first step to a good, solid, financially literate life. By taking the simple steps outlined here and seeking out free and unbiased resources from places like the Monroe County Public Library, you can build a foundation for your future. Your budget is built on your net income. That is, the money you actually take home each month, you know, after taxes. You can't have bills more than your net income. If you do, you have to either make more money or cut costs somewhere. A good way to begin budgeting is to keep a daily money log for a week. You can do this by writing down what you spend, saving your receipts, or using a debit card so everything is tracked for you. And I mean everything. Take note of each penny you spend. At the end of 1 week, look at your log and put your expenses into two categories, fixed and flexible. Fixed expenses are what you need to live. Rent, bills, food, and flexible ones are things you don't need to live. Going out to eat, entertainment, things like that. Be brave and face the numbers. You'll be glad you did. Your fixed expenses come first, but don't fool yourself. Flexible expenses happen. Put them in your budget, but keep track of them too. You need to make categories that are right for you, and stick to your plan. And don't forget to include ways to cut back if you go over. And there's good news. You can get all of this information and more, and it's all free and unbiased at the Monroe County Public Library. We have new resources to help you make budgeting a part of your life. Go to money.mcpl.info and read more about budgets. Download a budget worksheet or start a daily money log. Also, look for upcoming It's Your Money events happening at the Monroe County Public Library. Through December of 2012, we're hosting convenient and practical workshops about financial literacy. Soon enough, you'll be on your way to saving money, paying off debts, and making beneficial choices about spending. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library.
a partnership with the American Library Association.